In this English lesson, you will learn vocabulary related to the so-called gig economy, which is currently growing with leaps and bounds. You'll hear words like gig, task, self-employed, and freelancer, among a few others. I'll also go over the pronunciation of some words related to the economy that are often mispronounced in English, so you can make sure that you are saying them right. This is podcast number 61. I am Alan Robert, and I am very happy that you joined me today. Today is January 2nd, 2023, and this is the first podcast of the year. I sincerely hope that you make great strides with your English in 2023. It really is a privilege for me to be part of your learning process. Let's get started with our English lesson today. Listen to this headline that was posted on the website of the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change. This was published back on April 12th of 2022. The headline is, Making It Work, Understanding the Gig Economy's Shortcomings and Opportunities. So what is the gig economy? Well, according to the article, and I quote, The modern dynamic digitalized economy has often been characterized as the gig economy, with tasks, or gigs, increasingly mediated online through digital labor platforms. So the modern dynamic digitalized economy, the gig economy, is where gigs or tasks, small chores, are transacted online through digital labor platforms, apps, for example. They are referring to a labor market which is characterized by the prevalence of short-term contracts or freelance work as opposed to permanent jobs. Think about services like Uber or Airbnb, where people are paid for each service they provide. For example, with each food order they deliver, or each taxi ride they provide, or with Airbnb, for example, each time an apartment or a room is rented out. But still, the concept of the gig economy is a little vague. There isn't a general understanding about what it means. The article goes on to say this, quote, There is no single universally accepted definition of this online gig work, how it differs from traditional ideas of employment, or how it relates to the concepts of the platform economy. Aha, there's another good expression for you to know, platform economy. The platform economy is an even broader concept than gig economy. So an element of the digital economy is the platform economy. And within the platform economy, we have gig workers and the gig economy. So friends, even though there's no single definition of gig work, the article states that it is usually understood to be short-term, on-demand work mediated by online platforms, with workers typically paid per task, and most workers contractually classified as self-employed or independent contractors. So there's no clear single definition, but it's usually understood to be short-term work where you're self-employed or an independent contractor. There's pros and cons to this, isn't there? As a result, the labor force can be more productive, but on the flip side, workers can also lose rights. And that's what the title refers to, the title of the article, when it says that there are shortcomings. A shortcoming is when there is a failure to meet a certain standard. So, friends, next time you request a taxi or order food with an application, you are now a participant in the gig economy. You are creating short-term employment for gig workers. Every job is a gig. So let's review the vocabulary you've heard. Gig, a task, a job, an assignment. gig economy is a labor market with mostly short-term contracts as opposed to permanent jobs. Platform economy is the economy based on apps and software, computer platforms. Self-employed, working for oneself as a freelancer or the owner of a business rather than for an employer. So what is a freelancer? A freelancer is someone who's working for different companies at different times instead of being permanently employed by one company. Shortcoming, something that is not adequate. It falls short. Shortcoming. It's a shortcoming. Okay, that's it for our vocabulary lesson. But before we jump into some pronunciation practice, I do want to encourage you to subscribe to my 70-minute video seminar on how to give great presentations in English. Even if your English still isn't perfect, you can find more information on my webpage, EnglishForEconomists.com. Okay, well, let's do some pronunciation practice. We'll again look at five words. These are words that economists frequently use, so make sure you're saying them right. Listen closely. Foreign. Culture. Course. Customer. Industry. I'll be back soon with another English lesson. This is Alan Robert at EnglishForEconomists.com. Happy New Year!